Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. Let's bow our heads. Go before Him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, what a privilege, Lord, it is together. Lord, we feel Your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, You follow us where we go. Lord, we can feel You deep within this night. Lord, we just marvel at Your presence, Lord. Lord, we just love You with all our hearts. Lord, we ask You to be with us in this service, Lord. Everything that's said and done be for Your glory. Lord, may we always lift Your name up. Lord, every breath we take, Lord, let it be to Your glory and Your honor. Lord, just bless us now. Bless the word that comes forth this night to our hearts. Bless the few songs, Lord, we have chosen tonight, Lord. Lord, let it all be about You. We ask this in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. A little song, We Are Standing on Holy Ground, a little chorus. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Presence. Amen. You may be seated. So mindful of us, saints. Amen. Page 12 in our own our little capstone books. It's been on my heart. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. Can you feel Him? Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. In the midst of His children, the Lord said He would be. It doesn't take In the presence of Jehovah. Amen. In the presence of Jehovah. Hallelujah. God Almighty. Of the King. course, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Amen. Flow through me, Holy Spirit, oh God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Page 8 in our same little book. Amen. You are my all in all. Amen. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your Jesus, Lamb. seems like you can't praise him enough. Seems like you can't give him enough glory for what he's done for you. If you really see where you came from. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful. For without him, I am nothing. For without him, I would but fail. Hallelujah. Don't ever fail to give him all the praise, all the glory. That's due unto him. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Brother Settles, would you mind taking up the offering? Amen. He is wonderful. God is so good. Yes, of course. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good.
Heavenly Father, we already thank you that you made the opportunity we've been able to be here tonight. And Lord, to be able to lift up our hands and worship you. And Father, realizing that through your precious blood that you shed on Calvary, we're able, Lord, to lift up our hands and not be stained with all the sin and filth of our lives. Lord, as our voices go out to thee, O God, it goes to that great blood,
yes,
and how we appreciate it very much. We're so thankful, Lord, that you've put a worship in our hearts, a love for you. It's truly amazing, Lord. Under natural circumstances and natural way of thinking, why would a man or a woman or young person desire to do so? But Lord, when you place in people's lives and their hearts, yes, and they can see what you've done for them,
amen,
oh, how it creates such a wonderful worship in their heart back to you. And how we are so thankful for it now. And Lord, as we come here together as this body tonight, a part of the body of Jesus Christ, I'm sure, Lord, we all have need. Maybe some of us, Lord, have needs that we don't realize. But you already know what that need is. And we present those needs back to you asking that you would meet these needs and take care of them. Again, Lord, for the purpose that you could be magnified as our healer, that you could be magnified as Jehovah Jireh, our great provider, that you could be magnified as the great Father and the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Oh God, that's our desire. We ask now that you reach down and touch every heart here tonight, every life. And those, Lord, that maybe couldn't be here tonight, and maybe they would raise their hands too, signifying they have need. We ask, Lord, that you come down in their home, Lord, and meet the needs in their lives. But may we never fail to give you the glory for it. May we always tell you, tell all the people, Lord, what you've done and the needs that you've met in our lives. We appreciate you now, Lord. Thank you again, Lord, for this opportunity. We claim it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And bless our brother, Lord, as he comes to bring forth the word. Open our hearts to the word, Lord. Make it easy for our brother. And Lord, may the precious Holy Spirit cause such communion between each one of us, Lord, and between you. And Lord, truly, we will continue to know you're in our presence. And we're in yours. We appreciate you now. Lead us and guide us into all truth and all righteousness is our desire. In your glorious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Don't you just feel that peace tonight? The peace that passes all understanding.
Yes.
Amen. You may be seated. Anyone got a little chorus on their heart, a little song they want to sing? Anybody at all? Let's all stand, and we'll ask our brother to come at this time. Let's sing that little chorus, Think About His Love, as we ask him to come. Think about his love. Think about his goodness. Think about his grace, yes, that has brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
Sing it again.
Think about his love. Think about his goodness. Think about his grace. That has brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love.
You love him.
Amen.
Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are truly grateful for another opportunity to come. And Lord, we just thank you for the desire that drawed us here this evening. And Lord, we just humbly ask that your precious word, Lord, as we reminisce and renew our minds back to things, Lord, that you have spoken, that Lord, it'll stir our hearts in a way, Lord, that would be needful or whatever. Lord, just that it would be to your glory and your honor.
Yes.
And Lord, that through it all, somewhere we would grow or maybe gain a little strength, Lord, we pray. That, Lord, through it all, we would be greater and stronger for you, Lord. And that maybe listen a little closer when you speak to us. And, Lord, we just ask these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask all things. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, aren't you happy?
Yes.
Amen. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Amen. And be able to stand here tonight and just to open up his word and to look into it and just see what he's got for us. It's all inspired. You know, as Brother Mike was talking there a couple services ago, and he said he had a new favorite chapter or book in the Bible he'd been reading. And how as you read it, it all just keeps getting bigger. Because as you read the next book, how they just keep gelling together. And oh, it just creates such a beautiful picture. Our God is so great. Amen. While you're standing, let's turn over to John, the 10th chapter. Read a very familiar scripture. Amen. Just a simple reminiscing back through tonight. Nothing is my little simple way of just reading some things to bring it back to our remembrance. Amen. Things that was spoken. Amen. Just thank God for every time. Thank him for eyes to be able to read these things. Amen. And ears to be able to hear. Not only naturally, but spiritually as well when we sit here. Amen. But John the 10th chapter in the first verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the strangers. May the Lord bless Jamie's word, and you may be seated.
Amen.
Amen. Just a little thought tonight was just thinking about God's voice and hearing that voice and how God's provided a way for us to hear it today. As our pastor kind of mentioned a few things this morning, as he referenced Amos 3:7-8 in Revelations concerning the prophet in this day. But you know, I was just thinking, I thought we'd just go back and read the scriptures and look at how God has always spoke to his people. And just think about it, and let's just reminisce through the scriptures a little bit and look at how God has spoke and look at what God has done. And there are many examples that he's left us here on printed page of how it reflected him. If you go to every book, you can start at Moses. Start in Adam and come all the way up through everyone. You can see a portion of Jesus Christ being manifested all the way up through that Old Testament. And then when you hit the New Testament, God was made flesh and dwelt among us. And oh my, how we can see him. And then to see where he's at today. It's a wonderful thing. But let's just turn back here. Let's just go to Hebrews, the first chapter. There's a lot of things here. Trying to think the best way to maybe put them in order, but let's just do that. Amen. Hebrews 1, in the first chapter, very familiar scripture. I know many of you probably could quote it by heart. Amen. I didn't put the marker in there in the right spot. Amen. Hebrews 1:1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, which he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, and who being the brightness image of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. And how we can see Paul speaking here, speaking of Jesus Christ. And let's go to John 1st chapter and just read that. Amen. Just put all these in our heart. Amen. Maybe we'll just continue to hold them. Even after the night service, we'll just keep thinking about them. Amen. John the 1st chapter. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was the light, was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. But there was a man sent from God whose name was John. And the same came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. And he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Amen. I like to stress on that. He was just a witness. Amen. And that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And how Jesus carefully selected every person throughout this Bible that he wanted to reflect himself through, and to make sure this Bible was put into the words that we would need today. Amen. To make sure, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. And that's our assurance as we stand here tonight. My confidence is knowing that what he did yesterday, he'll do today, and he shall do forever. And I can have confidence in that. You know, as Brother Branham often used the illustration of a compass and how that it always pointed north. And as long as you could see that north star up there and you could see that compass, you know without a doubt your faith is in that star, because it's never going to move. It's going to stay right there. And as it's been guiding men for years and years upon this earth, ships and on the seas, and how it's always stood right there. God's word is even more sure than that north star. It's steady, rock steady. There's never no clouds that obscure it or hide it. It's always laying right out there in front of us to lead us and to guide us. And God says exactly what he means. They don't have to worry about it. Let's turn back to Exodus real quick, to the 20th chapter if you want to. Amen. You know, sometimes we come to church here and you know, God, we follow God's... God has set it up such a way that the ministry comes and brings the word of the Lord back to us. But you know, there was a time back here in Exodus where God spoke to the people ear to ear. And oh my, could you think about that? And you know, the situations of where they had made the calf and things, and God was angry with them. And as he set down the laws to them. And oh my, to think that the God that created the heavens and the earth would speak to you and know. He knows all things. But he was there with thunderings and lightnings and speaking to the people. And when you stop to think about that, today we, you know, if he was truly here in a flesh form and you could identify him, you could look and say, oh, I know that's the Lord. I know that's Jesus Christ who made all things. Oh, how much carefuler we might would be with our lips and our mouth, what we might say. But here he was actually speaking to a people. And I want you to look at the fear that came upon him here in the 20th verse. Let's just, we'll just start here at the 20th, the first verse, just to catch it as it was going down. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, and that is the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of their fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation, and them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, and oh, how we should be so careful as our pastor has renewed our minds to that, to make sure that we speak God's name with all reverence at all times, making sure we're never caught into that situation. And look where that started, clean back here. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's word holds true. What he laid out, he meant exactly what he said. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy works, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea, and whereof the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is as thy neighbor's. The Lord don't never miss anything. He caught everything. He laid the word right out there for him. And he's speaking. And I want you to think about that. You know, you got to think of what it must have been like hearing him speak. And how fearful they must have been when they had seen the power of God. They saw that pillar of fire and that cloud in the sky. They had seen the great Red Sea rolled back before them. They had seen Pharaoh's army destroyed. Think about all that they had seen. They knew he was a mighty God. The plagues that came upon Israel. The death angel went through the land. They knew to fear the Lord. They knew it was a great fear upon them. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off and said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said to the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And I want you to think about that here. Oh, they were shrinking back just hearing God's laying out his laws and how it was striking them. They knew. But how easy it is today for us, because we just come to church and we hear a man get up and begin to speak, for us to forget that that's still God's provided way today for me to hear his voice. That's still God's word, that we're repeating what God has already said. And we're just bringing it back one more time, that in another channel, God provides all the gifts, pastors, teachers, evangelists, apostles, prophets, for the work of the ministry, that each one has an office to go in there and lay before God, and God deals with their heart to bring it. The prophet brings the word. But then how the ministry gets in there and pulls together the things the prophets had brought, that God had brought through them. And that's why God chose all things. Let's turn over here to... let's go to real quick to let's go to 2 Peter, I think it is. Or Galatians 1 first. Let's go to Galatians, the first chapter. Realizing Paul was a great man as he wrote these last books here in the New Testament. But I want you to listen at what Paul had to say. And what a greatness he knew here. As he says, Paul, for Galatians, the first chapter, first verse, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace, peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God of our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. But Paul, he wasn't a minister because he wanted to be. But God called Paul, just like he's called each and every one of us. We sat here tonight with a draw in our heart. Something drawed us to come just sit here and hear the word. And we gather in here with such a draw in our heart. And as we sat here, we feel that drawing. As we sang that little song this morning, I Feel the Pool. We sat here and we feel the word speaks out. Our pastor gets up here. He's reading the word, bringing the word. But yet there's something else that's a lot greater working down in our hearts as we sat there. And that is the power of the Holy Ghost. God in spirit form coming down to reveal to each one of us what he has for us. The same way as God struck Paul down on the road to Damascus and got his attention, struck him with blindness. And he spoke to him and he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? But oh my, he said, but then go down there and find out what you must do. And God give him direction. And I believe it's here in the 16th verse. Yeah, Paul saying here in the first chapter of the 15th verse, he says, but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Oh my, he went down into the desert. And God, because he was a prophet and because he was called to bring all of this word that had to be laid out for us today, God placed him down in there and began to feed him this. And Paul began to write it and put it into word form. And then it was printed years later. And here it sits tonight on our plate as we stand here, reading God's word, what God wanted. And as you remember, it said in Hebrews 1, let's see here. No, let's go to 2 Peter, the first chapter. 2 Peter in the first chapter. Peter, another apostle. And here he is, God speaking through Peter to make sure that it was written down, that we would have it today. And if he says, let's start there about the 17th verse. For we have received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, and when we were with him in the holy mount. And we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well to take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that the prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. That gives me assurance to know that everything I read in here, God placed it in this book. Amen. God placed it in here for us. And oh, how that ought to bring such an assurance. And there's no private interpretation to it. God said exactly what he meant to say. And as it's been stressed many times, God said, let there be light, and there was light. He said, let there be a tree out there, and the trees came. He said, let him bring forth every seed, bring forth after its kind, and it does. Everything God has said, it has done exactly what God said it would do. When Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and told him to repent and be baptized and they shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, God was there to vindicate the word that was spoken. And those people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and their lives were changed. And they went out of there as a reflection that God does not lie. And he keeps all of his promises. And every word that he has spoken came exactly to pass the way he said it would. But oh my. But today, as our brother may even mentioned this morning, many people try to take away from what God has said. But we've got to come to a place to where we don't care what anyone else says. But we only look into this. And it doesn't matter. You may like me. You may like Brother DeLong. But if we stand up here and either one of us tries to take something that's written out here that God has spoken, and we try to say it's not for today, then you've got to walk away from us and our testimony. Because God has called you to this, to fulfill and to follow every word that God has spoken in this last day. And oh my, we've all been with many people we loved, many people we respected, many people we honored, that tried somewhere, some way, they twisted a word here and it took us off and we didn't realize it. But God has graciously opened our hearts and our eyes and our understanding back to his word and what he's expecting. And how late of the hour we're living in, and what a responsibility each one of us have on our shoulders to make sure that we are yielding to the Lord and saying, Lord, not my will, but thine be done, that we might let him finish the work through us that he has set out to do. But it's to his glory and to his honor. But his voice is still speaking to us, and it's still laying here before us. And as our brother mentioned it, let's just go back and read Romans or Amos, the third chapter. And just put it fresh in our hearts. Yes, amen. Amen. These things go a lot deeper than what I'm touching. But just to refresh our memory and to maybe freshen up our hearts a little bit. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amos, the third chapter. And this is the scriptures our pastor mentioned this morning. But seven and we'll just read the seventh and the eighth verse. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. And the lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord hath, God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? So God's, he set out he wouldn't do anything unless he had revealed it to his prophets. And we can go back through there and see God dealt with each one individually. Their time was allotted and their space. God was on the scene moving. And then we saw here in Malachi 4, as our brother mentioned it. And that we'll just read the fourth chapter. We'll just read the fourth to the sixth verse. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servants. And we got to remember, though, these things were spoken. Who? God. Amen. Holy men of God, moved by the Holy Ghost, wrote these things. Yes. So God made sure it was him that wanted all this written in here. And we've got to remember that if it's written in this book, God wanted it there. And he placed it there. And that's the assurance I have that God is that big, that he knew exactly what I would have need of in this day. To fortify me to stand in this year. Just think how great God is. Look how things were so much different. Maybe in, you know, I don't even know how you do some of the ages, but back before Christ. Look at after Christ came. Look at the cultures and the styles that went through the world at that time. Look at it come over into the 1300 century, the 14th century, the 15th century. Look at all the changes that kept coming. Clothes changed, styles changed, jobs changed. All the world cosmos kept changing and kept changing. Satan trying to do more and more as he's seen God working. But look at it to where we stand today in the same word that held then for every one of those people up through every age. And kept him right in the center of God's will. Is still laying here today, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God at this time, as he says here, remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of that great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And just think about that. God said there was going to be a prophet come. And by God's grace, he opened up our eyes to show us that he sent a prophet in this last age. And that prophet came and he can do nothing except the same as all the other prophets throughout that Bible did. They did exactly, they spoke exactly what God told them to speak. And oh my, you know, when the angel of the Lord came down to Brother Branham and he began to break forth the seals and to speak the word, how that should catch our hearts and how what an assurance it ought to place in us. A steadfastness. Not to try to find a loophole. Not to try to find... Everything he spoke was spoken for a reason. God was placing that word in there. Amen. Trying to catch our attention to make it an importance. And yes, God was speaking through a prophet. And God presented his word. But he also had a fivefold ministry that would come behind. A true fivefold ministry that would study and lay in that word and bring out the meaning. Not changing and putting a definition to it, not even an interpretation, but just helping condense the picture greater. That you could see that it lined up 100%. And that picture holds true. It doesn't get off to this side and you see a piece of the puzzle's missing, but it always just keeps meshing. This word, you can find it here, and then you can go all the way back through the Bible. So many people today will hold this Bible up and say, I can preach to you out of this, but I can't preach it out of this. Or I can preach it out of this, and I can't preach it out of this. How much they've missed. And how they ought to go back and cry out to God, Lord, it's got to blend because I know without a doubt that was the prophet that God sent. Amen. Oh my, and how that ought to be the assurance that we have in our heart. God has spoken to us in this last day by his Son. And oh, how it ought to make our hearts glad. And how it ought to make us search and to study and to push aside all the theologies and the doctrines we've been told all up through. Many people say, oh, baptize in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Baptize this way. Baptize that way. Just sprinkle a little bit on your head. But God laid down the plan for baptism. God laid down the plan for every walk of our life. For marriage, for all things, it's laying here. It's a great book of direction and it lacks nothing. Amen. But it's laying here for us because God was making sure that he was going to have a bride that he said she would be in his image. Amen. And oh my, he made sure she had everything she needed to be exactly what he said she would be. Amen. Let's see here. Amen. Amen. But God still speaks. Amen. Let's just read this. Brother Branham put it this way in a message, The Unchangeable God, just to catch us a little bit. He says, man cannot do nothing. It's God in man. This was preached March 26, 1960, and it's paragraph 29. Man cannot do anything. It's God in man. Jesus said, I am the vine. Look at that. Right back into the scripture. That's what ties it together every time. If it's gelling into the scriptures. I am the vine, ye are the branches. Now, as long as the branch is in the vine, it'll bear the fruit of the vine. God always used men for his agent. And that's why he used his own son to unveil himself. He come down and took the form of man in order to die the death for man. He could not die in the spirit, but he was put to death in the flesh. Then God was in Abraham. God was in Isaac, Jacob. God was in Joseph. God was in David. He was in all of those people back there, them prophets and so forth. It was God working through men. Amen. Amen. To make sure that this precious word was coming down in its fullness. Yes. To lay here before us tonight that we could stand here and have it read to us. But what's it mean to me? Is it meaning more to me as each day goes by that I begin to see that it must be exactly what's written in here? Amen. That's the beauty of seeing it take place. Jesus said, I am the great shepherd. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. This is his voice. And there's just something about it, that same scripture, that may just draw into your heart and really make you feel something special. Some but 10 other people may read the same thing and feel nothing from it. Amen. Why? Because they don't know the voice. That's wasn't the voice of their shepherd. But oh my, if you can feel that draw and hear that, you know he's talking to you. Amen. And oh my, what a special thing to know his voice. Mm-hmm. Amen. Here in the church age book, let me just read this. If I got it marked out here. And this is going along with that scripture. He says, Then Jesus saith unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. This is on page 347, paragraph 97. That is right. Now this is not just a quaint expression. This is actually so. Notice in John 10, when Jesus is giving this parable, he calls himself the shepherd. And then he calls himself the door. And what is the shepherd is to the sheep, he is actually their door. And he's going to use a little parable here to show us something. When I was over in the east, I saw that at nighttime, the shepherd would gather all of his sheep together, and he would put them into the fold, and then he would count them. And when he was sure they were all in, he would lie down in the open door of the fold and literally become the door to the fold. No one could get in or out except by him. He was the door. And the next day, as I went riding with a friend in a jeep, I noticed that a shepherd began to lead his flock into the city. And right away, all the traffic came to a stop so that the sheep could go through. And now the cities over in the east aren't like they are here. We keep all of our merchandise inside, but there's like a big farmer's market with all the produce on the pavement for passerbyers to see. And I thought, oh my, here is where the riot begins. Wait till those sheep see all the food out there. But as that shepherd went ahead, those sheep just followed right along, exactly in each step. They would look at all those goodies, but not a sheep touched a thing. Amen. I want you to think how God's word has laid it out for us. Oh, don't touch that. Don't touch that. And then follow that voice. It don't matter what's on all sides. We've got our eyes focused on our shepherd. Amen. He says, I've known their sheep. He says, the sheep followed right along exactly in each step. They would look at all those goodies, but not a sheep touched a thing. Oh, if I could have only known their language, I would have stopped traffic myself and preached them a sermon on what I had just seen. But oh my, you can see what a sermon he could have preached today. Amen. When you see sheep belong to that great shepherd, you follow along right in each of his steps, just as those sheep did. You won't be tempted to turn aside for some big flower of a church or listen to the voice of some DD or PhD or an LLD. Sheep know his voice and they follow him. But a stranger's voice will only cause them to flee and run after their true shepherd. Praise God. But that was not all I saw. We'll stop there. Amen. But I want you to think about that. But his sheep's been called, predestinated, as our pastor's been talking about it. They've been predestinated to hear that voice. And when they hear that voice, there's just something about it. It don't matter how many other voices they hear around them. They're centered on one thing, God said. And it's right there. I can read what God said. I don't have to let someone come along and try to take it away from me. But as our pastor was mentioning this morning, it takes revelation. And that's why we must be born again, as he even said. And how you can see that is we just read John 14:26. Our pastor read this a couple services ago. But just keep it fresh in your heart always. Yes, amen. Amen. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. We come in here and we gather in here, and our pastor brings the word and lays before the Lord, and he brings the word and it comes forth and we hear it. And we leave here, and we may be out 2 or 3 weeks later, maybe down digging in a ditch, and oh my, situation happened. And oh my, what's the first thing that may hit your mind? The word. And it's, if you ever noticed, it's not the pastor's voice you hear in your brain, but it's the word that you heard. It's the scriptures that you heard. The Holy Ghost is bringing back to remembrance the word that was brought to us. And oh my, how I thank God for the many times. You know, I was thinking of that the other day. I'll never forget, in, you know, ministering sometimes in things. And I'm sure our pastor, you've heard him say many times as he maybe at lunch or just doing something, and how the Holy Spirit just give you a message or move upon your heart. Yes. And oh, you know, it's never fails. It strikes me. I was down Nelsonville working one day, and I remember leaning on a shovel, and I was just watching them dig. And I'll never forget, the Holy Spirit at that time had come down, just laid something on my heart, and it was something that really helped someone. And oh my, but how great is our God? Man can't do that. But God knows, he moves on all ends. Our pastor comes in here every service with the word to preach. Does he know exactly what to bring? Does he know exactly what to say? No, God still moves by his Holy Spirit and says, why don't you just nudge him this way? Why don't you read this? And nudge you over here. Why don't you read that? Oh my, and then it comes in and it comes and he may not have known anything, but all of a sudden somebody raises up and says, oh, that's just so wonderful. And oh my, and once you begin to see your name, and you can see that God is speaking to you with each thing. As we sat here Thursday night and read the precious word, and hear it, how it just melts your heart to know that by God's grace, you can sit there and identify with these scriptures. Amen. You can see your name there. You can feel it. Yes. And oh my, and then you can feel his precious Holy Spirit just surround you and just wrap his arms around you. And oh, just wooing your heart. Oh, that's not man. Man can't do that. But oh, God is great. Oh my, and how he still is speaking with a still small voice to each and every one of our hearts. Amen. Oh, may we be sure to listen carefully. Yes, to all of his instructions. And always remember, you know, they was talking, if you've ever read anything about Azusa Street, the brother that began that back in 1906 when the Pentecostal movement began, and how they said he always preached with a cardboard box over his head. He sat in a corner with a cardboard box over his head so nobody could see him. But oh my, they said when that cardboard box came off, they knew God was going to move. And oh my, they saw the power of God begin to move and restore those gifts back into the church. But our God is still the same today as he was then and shall be forever. Don't put a limit on him. You need something from God, he's more than able to meet it. He's able to do whatever you have need of. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's see here. Amen. Make sure I don't miss anything. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my. You sisters can come to the instruments if you will. Amen. I've been a half hour already anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. But all remember, he's still speaking.
Yes.
And he's still here. Amen. And he is the great shepherd. He will lead us. Always keep us in his heart and mind.
Amen.
Just remember here, this prophet was saying this, and using this as an example. The first step, this is in Leadership, page 11, paragraph 96, and this was preached in 65. Now, the first step you've probably ever taken in your life, speaking of leadership, is probably the hands of some kind old mother. And them hands may be still tonight out here in some cemetery somewhere, but that was the hand that held you and helped you make your first step. And then after your mother taught you how to walk, you made a few steps and then fell down and get up, and you thought you were doing great things, and then she turned you over to the school teacher. And she began to lead you to an education and how and what you must do and how you must learn and so forth like that. And then after the school teacher got through with you, then you returned back. Your father got a hold of you. And then when your father got a hold of you, he taught you perhaps your business, how to be a successful businessman, how to do things right. And your mother taught you how to be a housewife and to cook and so forth like that. And then after they got through with you, your minister, a priest, got a hold of you. But now who leads you? That's the question. We're all led by something tonight. And that's what we want to make sure of. What is truly leading me? And we must each one check and make sure that I'm being truly led and solely by this precious word that's laying here in front of us. And how is we've been in this, some of us been in, around the message and in church a long time. But we must never lose sight that God sent a prophet for a reason. Every prophet that he sent and had him speak, he had it happen for a reason. That today, as we stand here, we'd be solid, wanting nothing. That we would come to that full image, that full age, and be exactly what he wants us to be. And oh, may we take heed and make sure that we're listening only to his voice and his direction. And don't make excuses in our mind if I see that I'm short on something. If I see that I'm lacking a little something here that the word is pointing out to me. Don't run from it and try to pretend it's not there. But say, Lord, take it out of me, Lord. Take all of my will away from me and let me yield totally to you. Don't let us have any pride that raises us up and thinks we're a little bigger than we are. But oh, let's just stay humble before him and say, Lord, here am I, Lord. Let me be as little Mary was that day when she said, let it be to me according to your handmaiden. Oh, may we truly just yield ourselves to him, saints. As this precious word is, we rehearse things and we hear things come back that maybe we've heard for years. What if one little nugget we just didn't see right and it would catch our heart? What a change it can make. Oh my, God's word is inspired and it never comes out of season. It comes right on time. And oh my, don't ever push it off of, that's for so and so. But always remember, let's take in our portion. Drink from the cup and ask the Lord, here's my cup, Lord, fill me. Oh, that everything about me would be exactly what that word said I would be. Oh, may it burn in our hearts, saints. Just a few simple words and a very simple way for me to bring it, but I pray that we's able to take a little something from it. But always remember, God still speaks, and his voice is still speaking tonight. He speaks to each and every heart. And that little tug you feel, man can't do that. Man will never be able to make that happen. But oh, what's happened down on the inside is the work of God, the Holy Spirit. And oh, how great it is. I thank God every day that I still feel that draw. That draw is still there, pulling me, not just to be a churchgoer, but every time I come in here expecting God to speak to me and give me something. And oh, he never ceases to amaze me. He has always got something. Every service, there's something that you can leave saying, thank you, Lord. Oh, God is so good. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. As we ask our pastor to come, let's sing that little chorus. God is so good. Amen.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. I love him so.
sing that, but do you really feel that in your heart? That he's so good to you? My, I'll tell you what, he's just so precious. How we ought to love him and serve him. Give our whole life to him. Amen, for what he has done for us and what he continues to do for us. Oh, I love him. Amen. You appreciate that word tonight?
Yes.
Amen. Just wonderful. Wonderful to sit there and measure yourself up by it. And Lord, draw me closer unto thee, O God. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another little service, and how we greatly appreciate this little opportunity we've had this evening. And together here, Lord, with your saints of like precious faith, and Lord, knowing your Holy Spirit's been here with us to guide us and to bless us and strengthen us, we want to thank you, Lord, from the very depths of our heart. Oh, how we appreciate it so very much. We ask now that you'll just go with us again and just keep us safe and guide us, Lord, and wherever we go. And Lord, when certain situations come up and circumstances and things, problems and trials and tests, I trust, Lord, that each one of us will always be able to turn to your word. And Lord, let you have your preeminence. And Father, you may be glorified that you have a people that are true overcomers, a people that truly love you with all their heart. So we thank you for all these things now, and just asking again that you'd bless us as we leave here. And bring us back again the next appointed time if you should tarry. And Lord, truly with the desire to serve you and to listen and hungering for the word of God. We ask in your glorious, most precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May the Lord Jesus richly bless you. Dismissed.